Well, everyone, we are doing our annual routine here. We're going to go to the Death Copter with Larry H. Vader. He is hovering above the area where they are inflating the balloons for the Macy's Tom Turkey Day Parade. Vader, I don't know if we've got a connection or not. I'm not hearing the Death Copter.
We're audio
there?
Professionals. We don't turn yes. on my audio until you're ready.
Can you tell us? Are you throwing turkeys out of the Death Copter?
Big Fatty, there was a problem. We did not think it through. You cannot throw a frozen turkey 400 feet down without there being an incident.
But
don't worry.
What are the balloons that you're seeing today?
Well, Big Fatty, at first, we're not really sure. I think it's something from SpongeBob, but we all thought it was your testicles at first. But Joanna over here next to me, she's decided that it's not. It's some sort of cartoon character that we don't know. But don't worry.
Is that Joanne who does the pretzels?
It is. It is her pretzels. Okay. She has been throwing pretzels at everyone.
It's lovely.
There's been
a
slight
tasty treat.
Except that it's made the lines they're holding the balloons with a little bit greasy. So, FAA has not cleared the airspace. Let's just put it
just
that way.
Out of curiosity, have you seen any new balloons for this year's parade that you want to reveal? You know, it'd be a scoop here on the LFC.
Well, there is a new balloon, but it looks very old, is the thing. Hold on. Joanne's talking to me. Oh, that's awkward. Big Fatty, don't worry. Never mind. It's not a balloon. It's just we accidentally hovered over to Walnut Hills for a minute.
It's gigantic.
Enormous, in fact.
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh, a lot of hot air over there. I don't know. The Death Copter sound hasn't finished yet. But you know what? You know what we should do?
Move the show forward?
Let's... And I'm proud to say, do this.
Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They'll talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sound. Larry and Big Fatty, make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Hey! 20 years, if you can believe it.
I love it.
That's
the first time I've seen that, heard that.
I have been sitting on that since June. Then I could not remember what I had used to create it. And so it's running behind me on the laptop, trying to pull down everything, but I think I've crashed it. Do you like that?
I do like it. Do we have a update for the ending as well?
Well, that's what's spinning behind me. So
okay.
Maybe it's
okay.
It's reticulating the splines still. So welcome to the Little Fatty Cast, everyone, for Monday, the 24th of November, 2025.
Ooh. Oh! Well.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe that, y'all? Can you believe it? It's Gobble Gobble Week. And as you know, your host here, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
We did not get that corrected.
I thought that he would have had Tom Turkey step in and spell it. No. But anyway.
It's V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. Y'all, I'm all discombobulated. With new music comes a new sequence of intro. But also I'm here today with, the fat one. The one who, according to the AI.
The mechanicals.
The mechanicals. Well, I'm his fixer. I handle things.
I heard that.
I was like, well, nothing's changed in the last 20 years, has it?
Well, so. I did hear that. You know, y'all, if you don't know what we're talking about, clearly.
We don't blame you.
No. But y'all, the mechanicals that are doing the ruination the early years, they're going back and reviewing each week of the, it's right now we're in week four, and that came out on Saturday. And I don't remember half the shit that it's talking about.
Well, and, I mean.
But. Yeah, you know, but I mean, yeah, I heard that that you were the fixer,
right? Well, here's the thing about that—the way you're doing yes. it. I thought about this because y'all, I haven't listened to them, but I listened to the most recent one mostly because I was in the shower and it started playing, so I couldn't stop it, and so I had to listen all the way through.
Yeah, this is how I get most of my listeners,
right? And y'all, he's doing it. They're reviewing a week of BFOs.
Yes.
Once a week, meaning it's never ending as far as catching up.
Correct.
But two, it will take just as long to get the recaps as it did to listen to the whole sequence as far as.
Well, yeah, probably yeah. so. Because yeah, there's yeah. there's no, 4,641 episodes. So
they're doing it one week at a time, once a week. Right. It's the exact same timing as the original. So yeah.
Well, see, but what I can do is I can go ahead and program those in so that even once I've gone to glory, they'll just continue to come out.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a trust set aside in your estate
there,
for that.
There will be. There will.
Yeah.
There will. Yeah. So, anyway. Or I'll send it to the Internet Archives.
Whew. Well, you know, nothing says exciting like Big Fatty Archived.
Right. I mean, well, Moose P's got it archived,
right,
of course.
But right.
Anyway, what's been going on this week?
Y'all?
Kind of quiet around the coal mine, isn't it?
One would think. But just the opposite. Y'all, every button I had has been pressed. And y'all, on Wednesday night, I don't know how I slept. But it was obviously incorrect. Because by about midday on Thursday, y'all, I was in so much pain. The upper back hurt. Hurt so bad that y'all, I came home, I had to take the IBU friends, and y'all, I do not take the pain killers. And y'all, I thought I had a fever. That's how I felt.
Uh-oh.
And so kept checking the temperature.
Did you have the fever for the flavor of new Pringles?
No.
Okay.
It turns out, no. I just felt that terrible. But y'all, so I did not go to the coal mine on Friday. It's big doings, big doings. I work remotely, although I think I just took a sick day, but it doesn't matter. I got some stuff done. But y'all, I had to meet the new landscaping company here for the Vader family compound.
Ah, right.
Now, I was physically-
And this replaces the one old guy that destroyed the bush, right?
Correct. Y'all, the bush was a hot topic of conversation with the landscaping company. But I told we'll call her Lorena, that we would just meet at her place because she's at the far end of the other side. And so we'd work our way over to my place, which was the other side, you know, the other.
Well, that's,
end.
You know, you had come up to the castle, you know, from.
Right. Well, she's the castle. But either way, y'all. I walked up and I was right on time. I'd planned to be early, but I just was moving a little slow. And y'all, I walked up and let me tell you about Larry from the landscaping company. Oh, shoot.
Oh!
Big Fatty's just put on 3D glasses. They're an improvement. And so, y'all... They sent the four hottest men.
So, in other words, it was the Pants Off Express, is what you're saying.
You know what? If I could remember. Yeah, y'all, let me tell you. That was really loud, but I'll tell you. Y'all.
Oh, how appropriate.
Yeah, right. And y'all, we walked the whole neighborhood. And of course, you know, I thought we were walking the neighborhood. And I, meanwhile, my shoulder back is still not recovered. So I'm.
You still got a stitch.
I do. I still have a stitch. Y'all, I got my hat and my glasses on. Looked like I was hungover. Yes. And they had their orange hats on too. But y'all met them and did all the things. And let me tell you, very disconcerting when they said, well, we'll prepare a quote. And I said, well, I thought we'd already signed a contract. Oh, well, that's just to cut the grass. Oh. So, but y'all, we got back here to the Vader family compound and they said, well, someone had an issue with that bush. And I said, the bush is the reason you're here. So do not let's just whatever. But y'all, they've decided they're just going to cut all the holly bushes, which I think it needs to happen.
Well, you know, it is the holly and the ivy season.
It is. But y'all, and they're going to grind the stumps down and plant something simple. But either way, did that. And y'all, I thought that would take 30 minutes, 2 hours, But
to grind the stumps?
No, just to walk. So y'all, we haven't gotten the quote yet. Myself and Lorena are pretty sure it's going to be five figures, but we're optimistic that maybe it won't be as terrible as we think. But y'all, it doesn't matter. Does not matter. We're just
now. Do they guarantee to work shirtless in the summertime?
Well, here's the thing about those four. We will never see them again.
Right.
Those were the management. Yeah, right. We've used this landscaping company before. I know who they send. I would prefer they not be shirtless in any season. Especially Lorena that works for them. She should definitely keep her shirt on. But anyway. So did that and y'all, I'm not going to play the music, but called the cousin on Saturday morning and said, "Hey, this is what I think I'm going to bring to the Thanksgiving," which I still say we should not have
family
because y'all, her father woke up at 4 o'clock on Saturday morning, and he's the one that had the little mini stroke, but had the infection and whatever. And he's been basically catatonic since July.
Ah, well, kind of like, we won't mention.
We know. But y'all woke up at 4 o'clock Saturday morning and was literally climbing on the roof. climbing. My aunt couldn't use – she went to the bathroom and she was gone for 45 seconds and she heard a chainsaw. And so I was like, I think we could postpone. No, we've got to eat, which I mean, no truer words have ever been said.
Correct.
Either way. And I said, well, here's what I was thinking about bringing. And she said, oh, that's the easy stuff for me to make. And I said, okay. So y'all, we're back to recipe ground zero. We do not have a plan and I went to the Aldi on Sunday morning.
Well, la-di-da.
Uh-huh. I got there at like 9:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I don't know what happened to me. Has this ever happened to y'all? I don't know what happened, but y'all, I went into a trance at the Aldi. I don't know, but y'all, I thought I was going to have to get a second shopping cart. I don't know what happened. And I got up there to check out, and I'm watching Larry scan the stuff. And y'all, I'm not really sure why I bought a large majority of what I bought, but I think it's safe to say I could cook the entire Thanksgiving gobble gobble dinner now.
You go. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So, speaking of.
Yes.
Y'all, it is his week, first of all. It is the extra special gobble gobble week. But y'all, we have gotten tickets Do y'all know what the banana ball is?
Yes.
Y'all, we have gotten tickets to the Savannah Bananas, and for the, I guess it's got to be close to opening weekend. It's the end of February. So, he said, I hate
who is we?
Me and
Man. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Y'all, extra special Chris is flying in from the Palmy Springs to see the banana ball. Y'all, he has worked and worked and worked to get himself in. Because, y'all, you can't just buy tickets. It's sold out. But he has played the long game with them and the fan club and the whole thing and got the chance to buy tickets. So, y'all, we are going to see the Savannah Bananas versus the Texas Tailgaters. And I could not be more excited. And if y'all don't know what banana ball is, well, highly recommend you just Google it and then switch that to image search. Y'all, it is the Hot Men's, who are actually playing decent baseball, but they have choreographed things that they do between innings and, you know, timeouts,
and
stuff
like that.
And I
mean, there's always, I think there's one that plays on stilts.
Yeah.
And
it's wild.
the umpires get in on it.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. Now, I'm a little concerned about the weather on February 22nd or whatever it is.
You just wrap up your banana.
Well, correct. Y'all, I think Extra Special Chris is going to fly here into the Charlestons because we have the one Alaska flight a day. So he'll probably be in the Seattles. He'll just fly here from Seattle. And I said, well, that's perfect. Now, I can't help you much getting home, but
will you be humming Here Comes the Brides, the weirdest thing you ever see in Seattle?
No.
And the okay, never no, mind.
I will not. But y'all are super excited, and I've always, and last year I tried to get banana ball tickets, but y'all, I just couldn't get any. But I guess, you know, it's getting a little bit easier, and so super excited about that. So I'm sure there will be a tight pants report at some time revolving around that experience. Unfortunately, it's in Savannah. And I think that Chris doesn't have the feelings about Savannah that I do, but I think it's just trash. And so, you know, it is what it is. Luckily, there's a million hotels around there. So there's plenty of choices of places to stay. Of course, we've got to find something in his preferred category and class,
right,
of motel. So that might be a little tricky, but
excuse me, do they have Bonvoy there? Perhaps we can stay at the W, or perhaps the Intercontinental. So anyway,
perhaps we could. But yeah, so that's what's happening, and so that's kind of the week. Y'all, I've just, it's, yeah. Now, what about you? You have any big gobble-gobble plans coming up this
I
week?
I do. Turkey Day, Tom Turkey Day with the beverages.
Oh.
And
will
others.
It be Wizard of Oz themed?
There will be an element of that, yes.
Ooh.
So, anyway. And, by the way, have you been to see For Good?
I haven't seen the whatever, much less the, I haven't seen the For Bad or whatever. Y'all, I think I mentioned this on the show. Y'all, I saw the Broadway show 20 years ago, probably.
Right.
I didn't dislike it or anything. I mean, I have the soundtrack, but y'all, I don't know, it's not my thing. Like, but again, I don't have the connection to the Wizard of Oz that you do.
Yes.
Because growing up, I mentioned this, I think, but y'all, it was that movie that they had just made it color, and it was a big deal when it would come on TV, like, you know, once a year. But then it got to be like basically free, I guess, for the network. So y'all, it was on all the damn time. And it's not for me. It's not for me.
Okay.
So.
Yes, you mentioned that when you went to the Spafir.
Yeah, Now, I heard on your little show that you and Durwood are going back to the Lost Wages to see The Wizard of Id again.
Yes. Huh?
So can I assume that they will need to have extra tank ray at the Fun Hog Ranch?
If I was going to ask if you could just send a messenger to let them know.
Mm, no.
Because we are within walking distance. That is how I chose the hotel.
Well, are you staying at the same hotel? Or, oh, no, you told me where you're staying. Oh, right. Yeah. I say this with love, and I talked to my friend Larry, who works at Fun Hog, about this, just to make sure I wasn't mm-hmm. crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure you should walk. It really is, what, half a mile probably?
Yes.
It's not the safest neighborhood.
Ah.
Right.
Ah.
In that area. Now, if you're going for happy hour, mm-hmm. yeah, that's fine. But I mean, Durwood at least has his wits about him some of the time. So maybe that's okay. And would I walk? Yes. But also, it's a $5 Uber, so I would probably okay. just Uber, especially if you're going after dark. It just not the.
I hear you.
Not the safest. So, but yeah. So, but I'm excited. I think you'll. I think Durwood will enjoy it. I know y'all are staying somewhere without the gambling, which surprised me that Durwood would want to do that.
Well, he was worried about spending too much on gambling.
But you do know that there's slot machines on the bar at the Fun Hog Ranch.
Well, right. He can play there and then not be tempted to go down to the lobby at the hotel.
Oh, well, you know, I understand that logic. I just can't relate to it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's time to play the game that Durwood does not play because his roommate always smells dead, where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I have to tell you if they're dead or alive because you'll never know. And then I have to educate you on who they are because 99% of you don't know. Big Fatty, who you got? Right.
Ted Bundy.
Ooh, dead.
Okay.
His victims as well. Serial killer.
Yes, yeah. Ted Bundy is indeed dead, and he was an American serial killer of up to 100 women during the 1970s. All right. Dwight Schultz.
Ooh. Y'all dead as well. Y'all, and you would probably know him as the creator of the Peanuts and the animator of the Peanuts.
Yeah, Dwight Schultz is alive, he's an American actor, and he played Barclay on Star Trek The Next Generation.
And Voyager. Yes, yes. Oh. Okay.
All right, Denise Crosby.
Whew, I sense a theme. Y'all, she's alive, though her face is a little puffy. But y'all, she played that Lieutenant Tasha Yar, killed quickly on the Star Trek The Next Generation.
Wasn't she shot out of the tube, kind of a burial at sea?
I think so. I think okay. so.
Yeah, you got it exactly right. All right, let's just see who we got here now. Paul Tagliabue.
Oh, Paul Tagliabue. Y'all, he is alive. Mm-hmm. And Paul Tagliabue, y'all, father of that Brenda Boo.
Ah! Paul Tagliabue, he just died this week. He was an American lawyer and Football Hall of Fame executive and the NFL commissioner from 89 to 2006.
Ooh.
So, wow. Do we have time for one more?
I think we can squeeze in 23 more, but sure.
Okay. By the way, that Crooked Hat thinks that he can copy us because he was asked taxing Daniel Bieber if he had time for one more birthday this week. Scott Joplin.
Oh, Scott Joplin. He is dead as a doornail. Y'all, Scott Joplin is, oh no, he's alive. He's alive. I'm sorry. Y'all, he also is known as Janis Joplin's husband.
Yeah, Scott Joplin, dead as a doornail. He was an American ragtime entertainer and composer of the Maple Leaf Rag and the Entertainer. He was from Texarkana.
How about that? So, y'all, I'm sorry. I've been trying to get it. This thing is frozen, so there won't be good outro music this week. We'll just have to use the same outro. And I don't know what to do about that. I've tried everything in my power, but I can't get it to do what it's supposed to do. It's just spinning over here. So, I was doing that.
You could just fix it in post.
So, Big Fatty, now, there'll be a show. There'll be a little show next week.
Yes.
See no reason not to. Y'all, I've got 4.5 days of vacation time that I have to use at the coal mine. So I'm planning a little something-something here in November. But I did want to say, though, before we run out of time.
Is it to South Dakota?
I wish. But before we run out of time.
How about Tennessee?
Speaking of South Dakota, y'all, have you heard about this Miss Bacon's little contest on the BFO?
Yes.
Y'all, it's a great idea. Unfortunately, I think everyone has missed the mark on these suggestions so far. Now,
We haven't received your submissions yet.
Well, that's where I'm going. Is this is going to be my official entry because it was basically enter however you can, and so this is as much.
Wait a minute. Let me pull up the spreadsheet here. Let me see. Oh, there it is. It's the mechanicals contest. And all right, here we go. Put you right below Bacon Bits. That was the last entry.
Now,
Larry H. Vader.
Could you type a little bit faster before we run out of time?
Okay.
By the way,
I'm not hearing any music.
Right, not yet. But y'all, the obvious would be something like. Because obviously it's copies of Nina Totenberg and Steve Inskeep. So it would be like Cleve and Tina. So I still think that's probably like the most obvious answer because they're copying Steve and Nina. But
Everything you just said was Chinese. I don't know what you're talking
about. Because you have no idea that it's – you should listen to one episode of the podcast up first. Just not right now, but just listen up first. And it is an NPR podcast that your show is copying. Your recap is copying. But the best answer that no one.
Best answer. Nobody's ever.
Think who would be recapping the BFO?
Well, I know who would be.
Right. Recapping. Like who. Would be the ones who, even after you've gone to glory, are listening to this shit and recapping it. I think clearly that the names of these are professionals. They're professional names. The names would be Lawrence and Kathleen.
Oh!
I think Lawrence
and Kathleen.
I don't see how... there's any other option than Lawrence and Kathleen. But
maybe Old Pris and Constance. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's Lawrence and Kathleen. Clearly the ones who are going
to... Oh!
Who are going to be... maybe we don't get rid of this closing music. It's pretty bad.
Want to hear maybe we'll have a contest.
Yeah, maybe. Miss Bacon, you got any more quarters under your couch?
I wonder if Lawrence or Kathleen could come up with a prize for that.
Ooh. Would it include vodka gimlets or,
probably a 15-minute session at the mountain with the faces on it. What is that called? What is that mountain with the... What is that mountain with the faces on it?
Mount Rushmore.
That's it.
Y'all want to hear that opening music?
Can we hear it? Have we got time to play it one more time?
I was getting ready to...
Get ready to bounce it.
Yeah, but I think we should just do this.
Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. They're funny, they're wild, they're gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They'll talk about nothing but your laughter, your cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Ooh.
Well, that we will be using that for the next 20 years, just so we're all clear on that.
Yes, I'll be dead.
At the rate I'm going, me too. So.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.